Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning brief update from March the 14th, 2024. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ, Dorsey Ray. Taking a look at yesterday's performance, a little bit of a mixed bag as far as performance goes for the indices we follow. Did see crude up notably over 2.5% there, almost 2.8%. Saw gold in positive territory as well. Did see the Dow and the Russell 2000 finish up for the day, but also saw the NASDAQ Composite and NASDAQ 100 close down for the day. But overall, not too many changes that we see on charts this morning. Even with crude being up notably yesterday, still didn't see it reverse back into a column of X's. At this point, we need to see it move above 80 in order to reverse back into X's. And at this and a move above 81 would be a fourth consecutive buy signal for crude there. Did see the Dow move back into a column of X's here at 39,200. Still maintains a buy signal that it gave back there in November, putting in yet another higher bottom there at 38,600. As far as indicator action goes, did see the bullish percent for the NYSE reverse back into X's up to 60% here, suggesting that roughly every 6 out of 10 stocks in the NYSE universe is trading on a point and figure buy signal at this time. So seeing some positive action there as we're watching stocks return to buy signals and show some upside potential. From here, we look at that prior high mark from last year that we saw twice, as well as the high mark we saw back in the latter part of 2021 at 64%. Move above 66 would be the highest level we've seen since the summer of 2021 for the BPU NYSE. As far as earnings go today, we did see that Dick's Sporting Goods has already reported. They are currently trading higher up in here, 197, at least pre-market, showing the potential for breaking another double top here at 192 for a fourth consecutive buy signal and a new potential all-time high for the stock. Dollar General also reporting, seeing some positive action out of it after yesterday seeing negative action out of Dollar Tree. We actually saw Dollar General move higher this morning. It was up about 6% pre-market, trading near 165, showing the potential of reversing back into X's and possibly giving a third consecutive buy signal. So we keep an eye out for that on Dollar General. Also worth noting that we did see it reverse back into a column of X's against the market and its peer group earlier this month. So seeing some near-term upside out of Dollar General, maybe worth keeping an eye on there. Robinhood also had some news out today that they saw notable asset growth in February. So we're seeing that stock trade higher as well. It's going to trade up near to this resistance at the $19 level. So adding to its current column of X's here, but will now challenge some of this resistance that dates back to the latter part of 2021. So we'll keep an eye on that moving forward as well. But currently a 4 for 5er and ranks 2nd out of 71 in that finance sector matrix. So again, worth monitoring Hood there. And we'll be back tomorrow with Miles covering the morning brief, and hope everyone has a nice day.